Hi there, and thank you so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm your host, Charlotte Kniep. There was a recent article that came out in the New York Times asking the question, should your spouse be your best friend? I know a lot of people who would immediately answer yes to that question, but I'll admit that it gave me some pause. My husband, without a doubt, is the greatest person that I know. He is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. He's been there for me when I've struggled with my own personal demons. He's lifted me and loved me and supported me in my goals and dreams. And he's also pointed out some things that I could maybe improve upon in order to be happier and to have more peace in life. In short, my husband has made me a better person. He's my dearest, closest friend in life, but not a friend in the sense that the world may define that term. He's much more than that. I feel like today on social media or in the media in general, we see so many people referring to their spouses as their quote, best friends. And I think that when we say that, we may be missing the point of marriage. If you think of a friend who isn't your spouse, and you remind yourself why you became friends with them in the first place, or why you've stayed connected with them over the years, you might come up with reasons like because they're funny, because they make you feel good, or because you share interests or experiences with them. And these traits can be true of your spouse as well, but a spouse needs to be much more. Dr. Amir Levine is a psychiatrist and neuroscientist at Columbia University who studies marriage. And he said that when people refer to their spouses as their best friends, they are giving, quote, an underwhelming representation of what's going on. What people basically mean is, I'm in a secure relationship. Being close to my partner is very rewarding. I trust them. They're there for me in such a profound way that it allows me to have courage to create, to explore, to imagine. Close quote. Which, that's all very well and good, but to me that sounds kind of one-sided and a little bit selfish. Because after all, it takes two people, two dedicated people in a marriage to make it work. Dr. Ellen Bader is a psychologist in California, and she says that when we refer to our spouse as a friend, it does mean that we trust them and we like them, which are great things, but it could also mean that we're missing the larger point of marriage. We treat, or we should treat, our friends much differently than we treat our spouses. For example, it doesn't matter so much if our friends pay their bills on time or go to work in the mornings. Those things don't affect our lives, but when our spouse doesn't do those things, it does. And the point of why we are together in the first place is so that we can continually encourage each other to improve and to do good things. Dr. Bader said, quote, a good marriage is when people push each other, challenge each other, encourage each other, and yes, change each other. Close quote. In the LDS Church official document, The Family, A Proclamation to the World, we read this about the purposes and definition of marriage. Number one, marriage is a part of God's divine plan for us. It helps us to progress and to fulfill Heavenly Father's goals for our eternal lives. One of the purposes of marriage is to have children and to grow our families in love and learning. Marriage is also set up to teach us how to be happy and to progress through living the teachings of Jesus Christ, such as faith, prayer, repentance, forgiveness, respect, love, compassion, and work. And finally, in our responsibilities as mothers, fathers, husbands, and wives, we are, quote, obligated to help one another as equal partners. And I love that we can do that in the context of marriage. Friendship, camaraderie, and personal enjoyment are all huge parts of marriage, and they make it fun. But marriage exists for an eternal purpose, to help us be better individuals together so that we and our families can return to live with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ one day. The Mormon Channel has some great content about how to strengthen your marriage, and I would encourage you to search for the topic marriage on our website or our app for great quotes, blog posts, videos, and podcasts. We're going to close today with a quote from Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the LDS Quorum of the 12 Apostles, and he said, "God's ultimate purpose is our progress." I love that. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.